Harvesting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale. The WASDE report has come out and the crop report has come out. What are your biggest surprises so far?
You know, actually, as far as the crop sizes in our viewpoint, this was not too much of a surprise. This August survey is a producer survey conducted, in this case, from July 25 to August 6. So in terms of viewpoint, at that time, we had great crops and these record yields for corn and soybeans, we agree with. Obviously, right now, the market is suggesting, well, let's wait for September when USDA does proper in-field analysis, and maybe we'll see about any changes at that time here.
So let's talk about the supply side. Were there any surprises there?
You know, for the most part, there were not. U.S. corn yields nationwide, 181.8. That was a little over the average trade guess. It was right next to ours. And as far as supply, of course, we have a record production on corn, 15.278 billion bushels, as well as a record yield. And same type of story for soybeans with a 53.3 yield. That number is 7% over trend. So at that time of this survey, certainly these are very strong crops.
Well, I know everybody was watching for the yields. Why was that so important in this particular report?
You know, the August report itself is the first one where we now see a survey-based method from USDA. In other words, in the May through July timeframe, they use statistical models just looking at impacts of delayed planting or maybe significant dryness or wetness. But here, starting with the August report and now moving through October, we see more realistic numbers being posted as far as USDA's methods here.
What do you think about the weather? Was that a player in these? You know, we had that wind damage that happened in Iowa. So how much do you think weather is a player in this report?
It did not have any factor at all. So this report was simply a farmer survey done at a very specific time frame. And USDA, in fact, on the crop production report, they noted very clearly that this report is more or less taken as of August 1, and it did not include any impact from severe weather. So we will have to wait for the September report to see a true impact discussion here.
Did we match the trade estimates that were expected?
You know, we were a little over them for both corn and soybeans. The average trade guess on yields was 180.5, and here we are at 181.8. As far as soybeans, we also exceeded those. Average trade guess was an increase up to 51.2, and this 53.3 was certainly much bigger on the soybean side than expected.
So you mentioned a couple of things to watch for in the September report. What else will we be looking for and keeping our eyes on?
You know, there's a couple of things to look at for the September report specifically. Number one, obviously, we do expect some type of revision lower on both corn and soybean production numbers here. I think that's a realistic idea. The question is how much. The other thing which was not addressed in this report, which is still a little concerning on the bear side, is that USDA still has a large corn for ethanol estimate plugged in. In fact, their number implies only a 5% cut for the whole coming new crop year. Versus a normal rate. And keep in mind, our most recent production rates on ethanol are running 10 to 12% under last year. So we can make some arguments on the production side for the bullish side, but keep in mind, USDA is not quite right with their demand numbers here just yet.
Rich, thank you so much for talking with us.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.